Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third, the first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting sixth, the DH, Craig Cusick. Batting seventh, the catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Roger Erickson. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second, the third baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third, the left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh, the DH, Gary Hancock. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bob Montgomery. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jim Wright. And now, play ball. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Powell moves to second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Norwood. Remy reaches second base with a double. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Remy moves to third. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to home to get Remy. Rice moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rice moves to third. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice scores. Yastrzemski moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock strikes out. One out. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery strikes out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a line drive towards the mound. Wright reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive towards first. Yastrzemski catches it and steps on first to double up Powell. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Remy hits a line drive into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brohmer hits a pop-up into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ford moves to second. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery fires to first and picks off Cubbage. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Larry Wolf now playing third base. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yastrzemski moves to second. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yastrzemski moves to third. Two outs. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hancock hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Norwood hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 1, Red Sox, 1. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilfong hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Remy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0 for 1 in the game. Montgomery strikes out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Broemer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Remy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0 for 2 in the game. Broemer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Norwood. Broemer reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Broemer moves to third. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 2 in the game. Cusick hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiniger for the out. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Norwood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Norwood reaches second base with a double. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilfong hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norwood scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock is 0 for 2 in the game. Hancock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0 for 2 in the game. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Stanley now pitching. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 3 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Adams pinch hits for Larry Wolf. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ford moves to second. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 3 in the game. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Randall now playing third base. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Remy hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Brohmer hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Norwood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilfong hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Powell is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.